This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told Israel that it is at war with Hamas militants that rule Gaza. Netanyahu's comments in a televised address mark his first since the Gaza Strip's Hamas rulers launched a major multi-front attack on Israel at daybreak Saturday. He ordered a call-up of reservists and promised that Hamas would pay a price. Prime Minister also ordered the military to clear the infiltrated towns of Hamas militants that remained locked in gunfights with Israeli soldiers. In a diplomatic tit-for-tat, the United States has expelled two Russian diplomats.
The Biden administration has ordered two Russian diplomats expelled from the United States in retaliation for the expulsion of two U.S. diplomats from Moscow last month. The State Department says it took the action in response to Russia declaring the two American diplomats persona non grata because of contacts with a Russian national who had once worked for the now-closed U.S. consulate in Russia's far eastern city of Vladivostok and was arrested this year. The expulsions come at a time of animosity over the war in Ukraine and as diplomatic relations have plummeted to their worst level since the Cold War. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
As House Republicans struggle to decide on a new leader, President Joe Biden says he is willing to work with whoever they pick.
Hours after his predecessor endorsed Jim Jordan as the next House Speaker, the president was asked if he could work with the fiery House Judiciary Chairman who's helping lead a probe of the Biden family.
For some people, I imagine it could be easier to work with than others. But whoever the speaker is, I'll try to work with.
At the same time, he's urging the House GOP to not again put the country in a crisis mode. Days after averting a government shutdown, the president notes there are only 40 days left to reach another funding deal.
It's time to stop fooling around. House Republicans, it's time for you to do your job.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. A delegation of U.S. lawmakers led by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has arrived in China Saturday in the first congressional visit to the country since 2019. The trip comes amid a sharp deterioration in relations between the two countries. The delegation of three Democratic and three Republican senators landed in Shanghai in the mid-afternoon. China said in a statement earlier this week that it had hoped the visit would contribute to a more objective understanding of China and the U.S. Congress. Meanwhile, there is a possibility that President Joe Biden will meet with Chinese President Xi at an upcoming November summit.
President Joe Biden says that he could potentially meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of next month's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco. Biden says a meeting has not yet been set up, but is a possibility. Biden and Xi have not spoken since their meeting last November on the sidelines of the Group of 20 summit in Indonesia. Relations between the world's two largest economies have faced no shortage of strain over the last year. Beijing has stayed on the sidelines since Russia invaded Ukraine, but the White House has publicized a U.S. intelligence assessment indicating that Beijing has weighed assistance to Moscow with weaponry. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Liberians voted in an election Tuesday in which soccer star turned president George Weah is seeking more time after first term critics say was marred by corruption and continued hardship.
The former soccer star, who came to power in 2017, says the global health crisis set back his plans, but that he is on track to deliver progress in the poverty-stricken country. He's campaigning, as he did last time around, on building new roads in a country where many unpaved routes become impassable in the rainy season. Weah has also built hospitals and introduced free education. But some voters are disappointed by his failure to improve living standards or tackle corruption. Last year, Weah fired his chief of staff and two other senior officials after the United States imposed sanctions on them for corruption.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Rescuers in India have found more bodies as they dug through slushy debris and ice-cold water in a hunt for survivors after a glacial lake burst through a dam. Hundreds of rescuers recovered six more bodies early Saturday, taking the death toll to at least 47. At least 150 people are still missing. The flood began shortly after midnight Wednesday when the waters of a glacial lake overflowed, cracking open the biggest hydroelectric dam in the state. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.